I don't think people realize that the San Francisco 49ers, despite being a dominant defensive team for a number of years, give up a ton of points this year. They also score a ton of points. But the reason why I'm still confident the Chiefs can, and I do think inevitably will win this game on Sunday, is we're not giving one player enough credit. Chris Jones, we used to call him like Aaron Donald light, right? It was like we talked about Aaron Donald like he was Patrick Mahomes and everyone else didn't deserve to be in the conversation. They were just a half step, a full step, whatever below that. That is Chris Jones now. He is a one-man wrecking crew. It does not matter what statistic you look at. Win rate, double team win rate, double team, you know, like it doesn't matter. Look at the statistical breakdown done by Pro Football Focus this past weekend and look for the little dot that is 4,000 miles away from everyone else in quality of pass rush. He is a completely dominant force. I went back through and watched some of the stuff because I was like, has he been Aaron Donald good? Because we remember what it was like to watch Aaron Donald in his prime. Gold, you remember to be like, my God, how does anyone even get the ball snapped? It's impossible. Oh, no, not the issue at all. I watched Chris Jones, and that's exactly who he looks like. He looks like prime Aaron Donald right now. This was Steve Spagnuolo. He spoke to the media yesterday. This is what he had to say about him.
Well, I mean, you saw it last week. I mean, the Saints, I think, paid a lot of attention to Chris and the way they protected in the pass game. That's going to happen a lot. It doesn't happen all the time. You know, somehow we got to find a way for Chris to win a couple of those, even when he's doubled. And when that does happen, and they do choose to put a lot of attention on one guy, somewhere in there, you know, somebody's got a one-on-one. Somebody's got to step up and win. And we've had a little bit of that. We'd like to have a little bit more of that. It's good. I think the other 10 guys on the field appreciate the fact that we have a guy like Chris that demands that kind of attention and possibly can open up something for somebody else.
Not just the other defensive linemen. The other 10 men on the field are appreciative of how much attention Chris Jones takes.
No doubt. Their job gets a lot easier. And Chris Jones is having a really, really good year. We know he's going to end up being a Hall of Famer one day. The only question will be is if he's a first ballot Hall of Famer or not. And if he has another ring or two to his resume, that could lock up a first ballot Hall of Fame chance for Chris Jones one day. So I don't want to downplay what you're saying. I hear you. The stats don't show how dominant he has been. I'll push back on he looks just like Aaron Donald in his prime, because at some point, some stats do matter.
Assuming the stat you're mentioning.
Yeah, and also what Spags said there in that clip that we're not bringing up, which is Spags said at some point, you know, we like him. He needs to win one of those double teams. How many times did we see, your comparison, prime Aaron Donald win the double teams?
I think
that
he has to winning happen. Some of those.
That
I think Spags
more.
To win more.
So Chris, this makes me seem like I'm hating on Chris Jones. Not
it does.
At all. Chris,
you sound like a hater.
Chris Jones is incredible. I just told you he's going to be a Hall of Famer, and he's playing at that level. I disagree with the notion, though, that he's playing just like Aaron Donald did in his prime. That's all I'm going to push back on, because at some point the numbers do matter. I mean, the dude had 20 and a half sacks in three straight 12 and a half sack seasons or more. Chris Jones this year has three. He had 10 and a half last year. He also had a three-year stretch in his prime of 9, 7.5, and 9. So I'll just push like on the direct comparison. He's dominant.
At that age, fine, but his prime might be now 15.5, 10.5, and he's on pace for 11 sacks this season.
Yeah.
His three best stretches now.
Could be.
Not the previous stretch would have been, yeah, I mean, his three best stretches currently happening. He could be a double-digit sack guy three straight seasons. I just think you look at the...
Yeah, Donald did it for five straight, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah. But, like, I'm also not saying his five-year run is greater than Aaron Donald's five-year run. I'm telling you, this year's version of Chris Jones is playing, like, the best years of Aaron Donald. He is playing, like...
Yeah, but that's
he
what
is
I'm
the
saying.
Single
it's
best
like the...
interior defensive lineman separate from the rest of the league.
Oh, he's the best interior... Nope, I'm not... He's the best interior... So, but that's what I'm saying. It's not the same... Being the best interior defensive lineman in 2024 doesn't mean it's the same as being the best interior your defensive lineman in 2018, I guess is what I'm trying to say. You're saying like if you're the best at it that in this at any year, if you're the best at that position, it means you're doing the exact same thing as Aaron Donald. I'm saying I don't agree with that notion.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying he's playing at that level. I understand you're gonna say in his best years he had 20 sacks. We don't think Chris Jones is getting to 20 sacks this year.
I don't. Be pretty special.
I also think that it wasn't like it always is and always will be. No one is an island. He is an island, and he's performing at that level. He is beating teams at that level. Then it's had better complementary pass rushers to go with that with Aaron Donald, where you couldn't just ignore him all the time. Now, look, he's double-teamed right now at a rate. Aaron Donald used to get double-teamed, which is stupid in its own things. I like this. It just said Alex is about to get some tweets from Chris Jones. He's about to tell you to shut up, too. Is that what he told CDOT once? Did he say shut up, bitch?
I think so.
On Twitter. Yeah,
I think so. Look, if it's being a hater by saying that he's going to the Hall of Fame, he's the best interior defensive lineman, but he's still not at the level Donald was for 2 years, I guess I'm a hater then. You know, I mean, I guess we
that does sound haterish.
That's pretty crazy to me to think that would be actually hating on somebody. I told you, my only disagreement with you is that I don't believe you take Aaron Donald's best year. I don't believe Chris Jones is playing at that level. That's all I'm saying. He's the best defensive lineman in football right now. That's a fact. But again, we're talking historical stuff. That's like me, you know, that's the same way we talk about whether it's quarterbacks or tight ends. Like, hey, you know, Sam Laporta had a great year last year. It doesn't mean he's playing at the same level that Travis Kelce and Gronk played in their entire career. That's the difference that I'm talking about here. Sam Laporta is great. Chris Jones is great. You get the comp I'm trying to get at is like,
sure, that's too big of a stretch, okay, because it's one rookie in a single year, but yes.
You know what I mean? Like there's a difference, you know, where it's not just because you're the best at your position for 1 year. Or 2 years doesn't mean that you're doing. Aaron Donald, we all agree, is a generational player.
He's one of the single greatest. He's probably one of the 10 best NFL players of all time.
Yeah, and Chris Jones is awesome. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame one day. That already puts you in special company. I don't think Chris Jones is going to go down as the third or fourth best defensive lineman in NFL history. That's all I'm trying to say.
You're taking it. Yeah, and that's what you're saying because you're trying to make it seem like not an insult, which is fair. I don't think you're insulting Chris Jones. The difference is I'm just talking about play in an individual season. I am not at the end of this going to try to comp their careers.
Yeah, and we just disagree on it. I mean, I don't know how we can say an individual season he's playing at Aaron Donald's level when Aaron Donald had 20 and a half sacks.
No, I understand. I know you're going to put the numbers in there, but you're trying to make it about the career. Like, at the end of this, you're not going to make Chris Jones sound like he's one of the five best defensive linemen of all time. I am just saying the level he is playing at right now mirrors that of Aaron Donald's greatest play.
I know, and we just disagree because...
Yeah, I understand.
20 and a half sacks was Aaron Donald's best year. So I don't know how he's playing at that level.
I don't know if it's like, this probably goes back to like the championships or all those things. If you got 14 and a half, is that close enough for you?
No.
He's on pace for 11. So like that, you're like, trying, but there's like a percentage difference between the level of dominant and impact he has.
Finishing seven sacks off the pace of Aaron Donald is not the same season. No.
Coach, you're saying Gold is taking the best season that Aaron Donald's ever had. Not just this is what Aaron Donald's. If Aaron Donald averaged in his career 16 and a half sacks, and Chris Jones is on pace to get that number, that's what you're trying to go for.
At the end of the season, I do not think that Chris Jones' season will be better than that one individual season of Aaron Donald. I'm just plucking out the 10 years that Aaron Donald was the most dominant defensive force in the NFL. That's the level Chris Jones is playing at. And look, it's splitting hairs probably at some difference because you're trying to, you know, like, it's easy to make it about Aaron Donald's entire career or the 120 and a half game season. But the attention he is given by defenses right now does very much statistically look that way. And because of that, Chris Jones is one of the most dominant players in the league. It's also the entire fundamental reason why they are one of the league's best defenses again. Take everything else out of it. Linebacker play, safety play, corner play. All of that is because Chris Jones has to take up 80% of your defensive meeting every single week trying to figure out how you're just going to stop one man from destroying the game.
Don't disagree with that at all. 100%. That part right there, absolutely, that's what we're seeing. That is all very true. No disagreement on that.